Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made, Bible Stories for Children. I'm so happy you're here. Last time, we heard about Abraham's big test of faith and how God provided. Today, we'll hear about his son, Isaac, and how God led him to find a wonderful wife named Rebecca. We'll also meet their twin boys, Esau and Jacob. Today's story is from Genesis 24 and 25. Are you ready for another amazing story? Let's begin! Abraham was getting very old, and he wanted to make sure his son, Isaac, had a good wife, not from the Canaanites who worshipped many idols. He wanted one from his country. But instead of choosing one himself, he sent his most senior servant on a journey to find the right woman. Remembering God's instruction to leave his country and God's promise to him in the land of Canaan, Abraham told the servant not to take Isaac with him. The servant traveled a long road to a town called Nahor, where Abraham's family lived. When he arrived, he stopped by a well and prayed, asking God to help him find the right wife for Isaac. He prayed for a sign, a woman who would show kindness by offering water not only to him but also to his camels. Before he even finished praying, a young woman named Rebecca came to the well. She was beautiful and kind. When the servant asked for a drink, she gave him water, and then she also got water for his camels. The servant knew that God had answered his prayer. He gave Rebecca beautiful gifts and asked if he could meet her family. When they arrived at her home, the servant told her family about Abraham, Isaac, and how God had led him to Rebecca. Rebecca's family agreed to let her go, and she was willing to leave her home to marry Isaac, even though she had never met him. They all trusted God. When Rebecca arrived, Isaac saw her coming from a distance. And when they met, they got married, and Isaac loved her very much. For a long time, Isaac and Rebecca had no children. But Isaac prayed to God, and God answered. Rebecca became pregnant with not just one baby, but twins. But something unusual was happening. Rebecca could feel the babies moving a lot inside her, as if they were fighting. She asked God why. God told her that she had two nations within her that would rival each other. One would be stronger and the older would serve the younger. That was a surprising answer. When the time came, Rebecca gave birth to two baby boys. The first was Esau. He was red and covered with lots of hair. The second was Jacob, who was born holding onto Esau's heel. The boys grew up very differently. Esau loved to run outside and hunt, while Jacob preferred to stay near home. Their parents loved them, but Isaac favored Esau and Rebecca favored Jacob. Their story was just beginning, and next time, we'll hear how a bowl of stew changed everything. Wow! Isn't it amazing how God led Isaac and Rebecca to each other? It reminds us that God has a plan for our lives too. Here's something to think about. Have you ever prayed and seen God answer in an unexpected way, like the servant at the well? Rebecca trusted God and left her home. Can you think of a time when you had to trust God in a big way? God is always working, even when we don't see it. Thank you for joining me today. Next time, we'll hear what happens when Esau makes a very big mistake, and how Jacob ends up getting a blessing that changes everything. Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made. Bye for now.